My name is Akira Sanders. Pen name is Miss OG, short for orgasm. And I was the best erotic romance writer in Infall, Idaho, a small town on the border of Montana. Sadly, being an 18-year-old virgin meant that I lacked the experience needed to write a proper erotica, so eavesdropping was one of my main, and favorite, sources of info, along with watching a hell lot of porn and reading thousands of erotic novels. To say that I could write my very own Karma Sutra would be an understatement. And no, not all erotica authors were sluts. We just had a better idea of what the populace liked to read, under the covers. And yes, Miss Goody Two-Shoes, that includes you, too. Anyways, I was an erotic romance writer. Yes, that's a category. It did not mean that it was all about sex, sex, and more sex. Contrary to popular belief, erotica had storylines, too, and it did not include sleeping with every guy on sight. I quickly write down my ideas on a notepad. The cover had a Miss OG designed on the inside with my special signature on the bottom. That signature was how my readers identify my books. But this was my secret diary, where I wrote all my dirty stuff for the novels. Stuff that were collected during lunchtime washroom gossips. I was a pretty successful writer, but recently I had been running out of luck. I never thought I would be this famous. It all started from a tiny story that I wrote for a men's magazine. A nerd satisfying her hidden fantasies of a hot blonde-haired man giving her the best night of her life inside a classroom. And the next thing I knew, I was being called to their office, being offered a part-time job, which paid me $120 a month. And as a result of too much indulgent writing, I was now running out of ideas, with a deadline hanging over my head. I just needed one more epic scene to complete my story, and I seemed to have emptied my entire brain right when I needed it the most. Scribbling done, I scowled as I read it over and over, but it just doesn't seem to fit in with the rest of my story. I mean, biting someone's tits to cause an orgasm? I probably invented that rule. Or not. Oh well. Tucking the diary securely under my arm, I poked my head out of the washroom door to scan the hallway. Break time was almost over, and I still hadn't eaten anything. But it was a small price to pay for the big bucks I would get at the end of the month. The hall was empty, so I opened the washroom door fully and stepped out. I might be a famous writer, but it was all a secret. In reality, I was the awkward nerd with the perfect grades and impeccable manners, whom the teachers loved and others ignored. It was a good thing that I didn't get bullied like the typical nerds in the cliché romance novels. Here, I was simply invisible. This was a good thing because people here were very conservative. Things like an 18-year-old writing an erotic novel would generally be frowned upon. Not that people were hostile or anything. We were all left alone. But I just didn't want to be the newest gossip in town. I walked to my locker to get books for my next class, but I was still so deep in thought that I didn't notice what was in front of me, and ended up bumping into a wall. The impact had me dropping the diary from my hand and falling backwards. I gasped and closed my eyes, waiting for my bum to hit the floor. Only, it wasn't a wall that I'd walked into, but a person whose arms wrapped around my waist, and his delicious manly cologne blew my senses away. I peeked open an eye and gasped again. Oh no. Oh God, no. Not Ethan fucking Whitmore.